This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nasta'gfiruh wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lah wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد يقول الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد الفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله يحب التوابين ويحب المتطهرين صدق الله العظيم Honorable Ulama, respected elders and brothers, today I'd like to speak on an important topic, Tawbah and Istighfar. And the reason why I chose to speak on this topic today is because we generally associate Tawbah and Istighfar with special occasions. We generally associate Tawbah and Istighfar with auspicious nights, like Laylatul Bara'ah, or Laylatul Qadr, or the big nights of Ramadan, or other special occasions of the year. And so we limit this very fundamental ibadah of Tawbah and Istighfar to specific occasions. Whereas Tawbah and Istighfar is ought to be a regular practice in our life. If one studies the seerah and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and not only the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but all the prophets prior to him, if you study their lives, you would find that tawbah and istighfar were regular features in their lives. Every Nabi propagated about istighfar and tawbah. And every Nabi had Tawbah and Istighfar in his life. So Tawbah, what is the meaning of Tawbah? An-nadamu Tawbah. To have remorse over our shortcomings. To have remorse over our actions. To have remorse over what we are leaving out is called Tawbah. In essence, remorse is another name for tawbah. And that's what Allah is looking for, the remorse in a person's life after committing any sin. Istighfar is another word which we hear very often. And istighfar means to express your remorse in words and to ask Allah for forgiveness. So a person is feeling the remorse in himself. How does he express it? How does he put it into words? He puts it into words by saying, Astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah Rabbi min kulli dhanbin wa atubu ilayhi. So istighfar is the expression of the remorse that we are feeling within ourselves. And so tawbah and istighfar are two synonymous terms which we very often hear by the ulama and we often read in the text of Islamic literature. Now if you study the lives of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, you would find that tawbah and istighfar was a very regular feature. And one interesting point to note here is that the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam were ma'asoom. They were pure from sins. They were flawless in terms of sins. Allah protected them before they became a Nabi, and Allah protected them once they took the pedestal of Nubuwa. In both circumstances, Allah protected the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Never did they commit a sin in their life. They were ma'asoom and protected by Allah. So the question rises here is that, why did they then make so much of tawbah and istighfar in their life? Why? So to understand that, we need to know that tawbah and istighfar is not only for sins that we commit in our life. Yes, we make tawbah and istighfar for the shortfalls in our life. Yes, we make tawbah and istighfar for the sins we commit. But there's tawbah and istighfar for another reason also. And that is to acknowledge. And that is to acknowledge that, oh Allah, you have given us so much in our life. You have given us health. You have given us wealth. You have given us prosperity. You have given us a job. You have given us a house. You have given us so much in our life. We are walking, we are talking, we are independent. Oh Allah, you have given us so many bounties. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you have to count and enumerate the bounties of Allah, you would never be able to encompass them. وَأَسْبَغَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَهُ ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنَةً. Allah said, we have completed our bounties on you internally as well as externally. So Allah has given us so much. And through tawbah and istighfar, we are saying to Allah, we have not been able to do our part. Allah, you have given us so much in our lives, but we have not been able to do our part. And so we express this remorse and we express the shortfall in our life. And so you look at the life of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. A Nabi pleading to Allah. A Nabi humbling himself in front of Allah and saying, oh Allah, forgive me. Oh Allah, forgive me. Look at Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. وَإِلَّا تَغْفِرْ لِي وَتَرْحَمْنِي أَكُمْ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Oh Allah, if you don't forgive me, if you don't show mercy, then oh Allah, I will definitely be in dooms. So a person through tawbah and istighfar is showing his submission to Allah and showing that, oh Allah, we acknowledge your favors in our lives and we have not been able to do what you have required us to do. Look at Musa alayhi salam. Rabbi inni dhalamtu nafsi faghfirli. Oh Allah, I have wronged my soul. Forgive me. Look at Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Inna Ibrahim lahalimun awwahum munib. Allah talks about Ibrahim alayhi salam that he turns to us so much. Awwahum munib. Look at Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Wallahi inni la astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayhi fil yawmi أكثر من 70 مرة. He said, I take a qasam in the name of Allah that I seek forgiveness from Allah more than 70 times a day. A Nabi, no ordinary person, Sayyidul Kawnain, Sayyidul Awwaleen wal Akhireen, Sayyidul Bashar, the greatest man to set foot on earth. Look at his condition. He is saying, I seek forgiveness from Allah more than 70 times a day. So that tells us how much of tawbah and istighfar we should be having in our life. How much of repentance we should be making in our life. And Allah says in the Quran, look at this declaration from Allah. Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ. Allah says, I love those who make tawbah excessively. I love them. And Allah's love is not superficial. Allah's love is not artificial. Allah's love is genuine. And when Allah loves a person, his problems are solved in life. And so Allah is saying, I love you when you make tawbah. I love you when you repent. I love you when you raise your hands in repentance and you ask me for forgiveness. I love that action. I love it. So tawbah and istighfar brings us closer to Allah. The quality of tawbah and istighfar makes us the beloved of Allah. Allah loves us so much. In authentic narration, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Walladhi nafsi biyadihi law lam tuznibun la dhahaba bikum wa la jaa biqaumin yuznibun fayastaghfirun Allah fayaghfiru Allah lahum." When I read this, I could not stop marveling at the mercy of Allah. Listen to this. The Prophet of Allah said, "I take a qasam in His name who holds my life. I take a qasam." Allah says that if you stop sinning and breaking the commands of Allah, Allah says, "I will remove you from this earth. And I will bring another nation who will break the commands of Allah, but they will turn to Allah in tawbah and istighfar, and I will forgive them." Allahu Akbar. Look at the mercy of Allah. Look at the love of Allah. Where will you find such a kind Allah? Where will you find such an embracing Allah? Where will you find such a warm Allah? Where will you find such a bountiful Allah who openly declares and says, if you stop sinning, I will replace you with another nation, and who will break the commands of Allah, but they will turn to Allah in tawbah and istighfar, and I will forgive them. Allah loves this quality. Why does Allah love this quality? The question is, why does Allah love tawbah and istighfar? Why? It's because through tawbah and istighfar, we are expressing our humility to Allah. We are saying to Allah, we acknowledge our sins in our lives. We acknowledge the shortfalls in our lives. Because there's one of two options. When a person commits any sin, he either becomes arrogant, he becomes proud, and he says, so what if I don't read salah? So what if I'm gambling? So what if I'm not wearing the sunnah? So what if I'm not doing this? And so what if I'm not doing that? That's one option. The path of arrogance. And the second option is where you acknowledge, where you take responsibility of your actions. And you say, oh Allah, I have faltered. Oh Allah, I have gone wrong in my life. And Allah loves it. Allah loves it when He sees His servant taking responsibility for the actions. And we have two approaches in front of us. The one of our father, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and the one of Iblis, the devil. When Allah expelled Adam alayhi salatu wasalam from Jannah, and when Allah expelled Iblis from Jannah, both of them took two different paths in life. Iblis became arrogant. خَلَقْتَنِي مِن نَار وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِن طِين. He said, I am superior to Adam. Why should I make sajda to Adam? And so Iblis became arrogant. He became stubborn. He became obstinate. And Adam alayhi salatu wasalam took another approach. He said, رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. He said, oh Allah, I have wronged my soul. Oh Allah, I have made a mistake, forgive me. Allah gave Adam alayhi salam the acceptance of his tawbah, and Iblis till the day of Qiyamah will remain cursed. So we have two approaches. Either we become arrogant and we become bold, or either we acknowledge our faults in our life. Whenever we make a mistake, remember our father Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah accepted his tawbah. There are so many promises of Allah and istighfar and tawbah. In this little time that I have, let me run you through few of them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, استغفروا ربكم ثم توبوا إليه يمتعكم متاعا حسنا. Make istighfar and tawbah a regular feature in your life. Allah says, I will give you a good life. يمتعكم متاعا حسنا. It's a promise from Allah. that is, so long as you make tawbah and istighfar, I will give you a good life. Istaghfiru rabbakum thumma tubu ilayh yursilis samaa alaykum midrara wa yazidkum quwwatan ila quwwatikum. Make tawbah and istighfar, and I will give you strength, I will give you power, I will give you might. Istaghfiru rabbakum innahu kana ghaffara yursilis samaa alaykum midrara wa yumdidkum bi amwalin wa banin wa yaj'al lakum jannatin wa yaj'al lakum anhara. Allah says, make tawbah and istighfar, I will send down beneficial rain for you. I will grant you children and offspring. I will give you rosy and sustenance. And I will give you much more blessings and bounties in your life. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Allah says, I make a promise. So long as you make tawbah and istighfar, I will never punish you. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. In conclusion, brothers and sisters in Islam, we should never become despondent in our life. No matter how big the sin may be, never become despondent. And I take so much of comfort from the words of Imam Shafi. Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi said, إِن كُنْتَ تَغْدُو فِي الذُّنُوبِ جَلِيدًا وَتَخَافُ فِي يَوْمِ الْمِعَادِ وَعِيدًا فَلَقَدْ أَتَاكَ مِنَ الْمُهَيْمِنَ عَفْوُهُ وأفاض من نعم عليك مزيدا لا تيأسا من لطف ربك في الحشا في بطن أمك مضغة ووليدا لو شاء أن تصلى جهنم خالدا ما كان ألهم قلبك التوحيدا. الله أكبر. He said, when you are committing a sin and you have that remorse and you are fearing accountability in front of Allah, Imam Shafi said, if that is the state in your mind, and if that is the state of your life, then remember that that is a sign of forgiveness from Allah already. And Allah will give you even more, Imam Shafi said. And he said, don't despair, don't become despondent from the mercy of Allah, because Allah looked after you when you were under three layers of darkness in your mother's womb and in your mother's belly. And look at the last couplet of Imam Shafi. He said, لَوْ شَاءَ أَن تَصْلَى جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدًا. If Allah wanted to throw you in the fire of Jahannam, He would have never given you iman in the first place. Allahu Akbar. If Allah wanted you to go to Jahannam, He would have never given you iman in the first place. Only a non-believer can become despondent in the mercy of Allah. A Muslim can never become despondent from the mercy of Allah. Never lose hope. Make tawbah and istighfar every day in your life, even if it is 4 or 5 or 6, 7 times. And don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Even if you broke the command of Allah 100 times in that day, and even if you made tawbah 100 times for the same action, then too, don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah, for Allah will forgive us all. And the last point I end off on, nobody has the right to look down on anybody in life. Nobody. If Allah does not look down upon us, how dare we look down upon anybody else in life? How dare we dish tickets to Jahannam? Who are we to claim the responsibility for that? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us all. Say Ameen. May Allah bless us all. May Allah grant us Jannatul Firdaus. May Allah make us from His chosen servants. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ.